This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Victories like the hormone replacement therapy law and likely marriage reform have come about because of incredibly difficult and ongoing fights being put up by the community and our allies.
Karen Banks, one of the founders of Parents of Gender Diverse Children, joined us to talk about some of the important things allies and families can and have been doing to support and further the rights of trans and gender diverse people. Obviously, Thursday was a huge landmark in regards to recognition for trans laws in Australia, but also for the needs of young trans people. I guess the question we're wondering is, what's next? What do we need to focus on and what do we need to think about? Because this is a big step, but it's just the start of one, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. It's just the first of many that need to be taken. I think that where to next? We need to make sure that we keep on top of government and community to have programs in schools for kids to keep LGBTIQ and especially trans and gender diverse kids safe in school. We need to make sure that we keep raising awareness and acceptance of young trans and gender diverse kids. And we need to push on the documentation. We really can't compromise. It has to be the next step. And we have to be able to get these kids to be able to change their birth certificate.
Well, kids and adults, isn't it? Because the documentation, that would really change so many different things for so many people in their lives, wouldn't it?
It will. And it isn't just kids. It's all trans and gender diverse people who want to change their documentation should be able to do it.
So what are the programs like in the schools currently and what do you feel needs to change about them?
Victoria is very lucky. We still have an active safe schools program and it's working quite well and the feedback we have is that it does what it needs to do. That's not the case in all states and I think that's something everyone needs to be aware of. I think it does work well and I think it just needs to, you know, we just need to ride that and make sure it stays where it is and it doesn't disappear.
The reality in the past couple of years, the way in which the safe schools program has been used essentially as political football all around the country has certainly made it harder. While we've had a lot more visibility in regards to the needs of young trans and gender diverse kids, it's also made it harder in regards to the realities of what they learn and how they access information and how we can create really strong pathways in order to create a safer educational space and create a safer space for them to learn and understand who they are. What do you think some of the things we can do within the school space? Because you're right, we are really lucky in Victoria, but what are the things that we can do, whether it's parents or people in the community, to be able to help build on that and engage with that more?
One thing I've learned is that it's the micro conversations. It's the conversations we have with our friends. It's the conversation we have with the people we work with. And it's the conversations we have with everybody else in the community that starts to break down barriers. As soon as a topic or an idea is real to someone, it starts to change their mind about it and it starts to sit more easily with them. And it's the same with trans and gender diverse kids. You know, the more we talk to people about it, the more we raise awareness, the more open people's hearts become.
And how do the non-trans or gender diverse kids react when they're being taught about trans issues and things like that? Are they pretty accepting about it?
There seems to be a perception that teaching kids about topics that don't necessarily concern them personally somehow will confuse them or give them ideas. The feedback we get is that, like any knowledge and learning, most kids are happy to take on new concepts, happy to take on new ideas, and happy to understand more about their friends and the people around them.
What about where the adults are concerned? Like, you say that there are a lot of micro conversations that really help to make the difference. Has that been your experience?
Yes, it really has. I think that there is often a perception that people are very reluctant. I think that there's so much bad publicity and such an active, for want of a better word, voice about these things, that there's a lot of fear of having these conversations. But my experience has been if you can take that leap of faith, then it does change people's minds and does change people's hearts.
It is difficult as trans people to hear all these conversations going around just in the general community about you. How can we start to undo some of the damage that's done when it has this kind of negative impact on the mental health of young trans people?
I agree, and that's a really valid point. I think as a person who works in this space, I'm not trans or gender diverse, and I acknowledge that. And I believe that some of the general conversations, I'm more than happy to have those because it starts to pave the way. And I think that, you know, for every little conversation that I have enables a trans and gender diverse person to not have to encounter or to have to answer those intrusive curiosity-based questions. I mean, I don't know if that's the same for every trans and gender diverse person, but I hope that the work that we do and the work that all the allies do, you know, does in some way start to make a difference for them.
You do raise a really important point. I mean, yeah, I'm not a trans person either, but the reality...
I appreciate it.
Is that in order to be like an important ally, because while I'm a member of the LGBTIQ community, if I'm going to get on board in regard to this and really support my trans brothers and sisters, I'm an ally in that space and I have to really work hard and well to make sure I'm helping to create a pathway for them in a way that they want and respects what they need. And it's something that we always need to remember, and we can sometimes forget that in our diverse communities.
You can start by saying trans siblings instead of brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay. There we go. I never thought
so
of that.
So much of this is about language.
Well, I'm learning even here as we go. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Karen. You've given us a lot to think about and a lot to build on, and we really appreciate not only all the work that you and you guys have done in order to help create and pave this pathway, but also in informing us and letting us know what we're doing and when we're going wrong.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.